coming up this Sunday is an exciting opportunity for fans of new music and classical music with an edge. It's So Percussion. The four-member percussion ensemble brings their performance to Columbia's Missouri Theater. I recently visited with Adam Slawinski. He's one of So Percussion's longtime members. We'll hear from him in a moment. Here's a selection from So Percussion's repertoire. It's an outtake from American composer Steve Reich's Mallet Quartet. So Percussion recorded this in 2009. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on KBIA. This is 91.3 FM KBIA. You just heard a selection from Steve Reich's Mallet Quartet, the selection from the American composer heard here, and a recording from 2010 by the classical percussion ensemble So Percussion. So Percussion will be in Columbia this Sunday at the Missouri Theater as part of the University Concert Series. I recently visited with Adam Slawinski. He's a longtime member of So Percussion, and asked him to break it down for me and tell me how the band got its start, who it emulates, and where they're headed.
Our beginnings as an ensemble are in a very small but very exciting repertoire of 20th and 21st century music for percussion ensemble, and specifically for percussion quartet. We were all grad students together at the Yale School of Music, and that's where the group was founded. And we were actually a band that started out of homework assignments, out of chamber music assignments to play in grad school. Pieces by composers like Steve Reich and John Cage. We had so much fun playing these pieces together, we thought, well, you know, what if we try to play this music outside of school? What if we try to play at some art museums or maybe on a concert series? And it just kind of kept going. It seemed like a really good time in the culture for this stuff to be out there. And the more we played, the more it seemed to gather momentum. So I guess, you know, almost 15 years later, 14 or so years later, we're still here and we're still doing it.
Do the same four members of So Percussion remain from the beginning?
No, the members in the group right now, this has been the same formation for about 6 years. But the group that originally started, Jason Truding, who's still in the group, is the only one who was there at the very beginning. And I was in there quite soon after, only a couple years after its founding. So we've had a little bit of turnover in the earlier years when people were trying to figure out what they wanted to do with their lives. And, you know, at that time, committing yourself to a full-time career as a percussion ensemble was a little bit more of a dicey proposition than it has turned out to be now. So for those of us that have stuck it out, we're glad we've stuck it out, but it's definitely been a journey.
You mentioned earlier Steve Reich and John Cage as innovators who brought percussion maybe out of the shadows and more into the, if not mainstream, more expected instrument that could show up in classical music.
Sure.
Give us a little history lesson. What happened in the early to mid-20th century that made that interesting to composers and palatable to listeners?
Well, the way I usually talk about it is to say that, at least in the context of Western music and classical music, in the 20th century, when composers had a kind of unorthodox idea or a revolutionary idea, they tended to find that percussion was a good way to express that idea. And it goes back to Edgar Varèse as well. You know, Varèse had this image of a kind of futuristic electronic music that he wanted to make, but the electronics hadn't really been invented or developed yet. So he started writing percussion instruments into his music because he wanted to hear different timbres and colors and different ideas than what were in the traditional orchestra. John Cage in 1937 had this great essay called Credo, where he said that he believed that percussion and electronics were the future of music. He kind of wanted to turn things on its head a little bit. Not only that, but the fact that often when composers wanted to bring in ideas from other cultures outside of Europe and North America, often it was percussion instruments that they used to do that, with congas and bongos and all kinds of different things. So I would say as culture has broadened over the last 100 years, percussion has been a big way that creators and composers have used to expand their palette. And so I think we have really benefited from that evolution.
This is a good time to let you know you're listening to 91.3 FM KBIA. This is Thinking Out Loud. My name is Trevor Harris. My guest this week is Adam Slawinski. Adam is a longtime member of the chamber music ensemble So Percussion. So Percussion will be in Columbia at the Missouri Theater this Sunday as part of the University Concert Series. Now, it seems like I don't think it's going out on a limb too much here to say that by your nature, by the type of performance that you do and the type of commissions that you seek out, you're collaborating a lot. You're traveling a lot, and you're performing with a wide range of other classical performers.
Yeah, non-classical performers as well. I mean, I think we see everything we do, even though we are a discrete quartet of these four people, we see everything we do as a collaboration. So the vast majority of the music we play is written by composers for us, whom we work with. So that collaboration of somebody writing a new piece for us, like the piece, the David Lang piece, The So-Called Laws of Nature, which we'll be performing in Missouri, even though that's a composer putting pen to paper to write for us, we're involved together the whole time during the process. And so even when we work with other people who are not necessarily classical composers, it's a very similar spirit of sharing. So we've worked with lots of different musicians and lots of different artists. And, yeah, it's always about getting together in the room and seeing what comes out of it and carrying that spirit of experimentation out of the music that started us.
Now, you, from your biography, I just was looking on your Facebook page, A Blind Call to David Lang, co-founder of the Bang on a Can Festival, yielded So Percussion's first big commission piece.
Right.
Was that your big break?
I would say definitely. And when I say blind call, it was actually even funnier than that. It was more like blind emailing. Jason was actually trying to get a hold of David but didn't know how to, so he just started making up email addresses that he thought might be likely email addresses to reach him. You know, we were 22 at the time. We were students. And so he started emailing dlang@bangonacan.com and, you know, david@bangonacan.org, just making stuff up. And eventually he found a way to reach him. But yeah, that piece is about 36 minutes long. It's a very big work, which for percussion is fairly new. A lot of even big percussion works from the 20th century are kind of short pieces. So this was a really big piece. We had a great concert in New York at the Miller Theater during this piece. It got some nice attention. There was a picture in the New York Times, and that definitely was, yes, that definitely was what started grabbing people's attention.
You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM, KBIA. My name is Trevor Harris. This is an interview with Adam Slawinski. He's a member of So Percussion. They'll be bringing their show to the Missouri Theater this Sunday as part of the University Concert Series. Slawinski just mentioned David Lang's The So-Called Laws of Nature. Here is a selection from that work that Soul Percussion will perform this Sunday at the Missouri Theater. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM, KBIA. This is 91.3 FM, KBIA. That was a selection from David Lang's The So-Called Laws of Nature and a recording from Soul Percussion. Soul Percussion will bring their percussion ensemble to the Missouri Theater stage this Sunday as part of the University Concert Series. I'm Trevor Harris. This is part of my conversation with Adam Slowinski. He's one of the four who will be here as part of the Sunday show. The members of Soul Percussion met while in college at Yale's School of Music. They continue their commitment to education as part of a new percussion department at New York's Bard College. Here's Adam Slowinski from Soul Percussion talking about the nature of education in the classical genre in the 21st century.
We're in our third year now of teaching a new percussion department at the Bard Conservatory of Music in New York. And it's great. We have five undergraduate students. We have them do, you know, a big percussion ensemble concert, but they also all learn how to play in an orchestra and all that kind of stuff. And we also have an annual summer institute that we do at Princeton, where percussionists and composers from all over the country, but even all over the world, come together. We premiere new pieces. We learn some really great, important chamber music pieces. We have guest speakers, guest composers, and it's like a big festival. That's a huge part of our activity. You know, when some people say, oh, do you teach or do you perform? I mean, we perform a lot, but we love teaching so much.
What do you like about it?
One thing I really like about it is that a lot of our pieces are really hard to play, so when you're in the middle of them, you're, like, super focused. It's really fun to make a student play a really hard piece and just sit back and enjoy watching the piece. More than that, it's that we always wanted to create a community around what we're doing. We never wanted to be just this one entity out here on the margin doing this kind of crazy thing. We always wanted there to be a whole lot of people involved in it. And so bringing young people into what you do and teaching them about it is so rewarding. And trying to teach them that there can be a spirit of discovery and optimism in the classical music tradition. It doesn't have to be, you know, all the gloom and doom. There's so many exciting things for us all to be focusing on.
What is in your CD player right now? What's on your device that new music that's been impressive or can't get off repeat?
Well, for me personally, the thing right now that's in my rotation is a very new version of a very old piece, which is Monteverdi's Orfeo, the kind of first really great opera that ever existed. And I've been obsessed with this piece ever since I was in grad school, and there's this new really great recording that was on iTunes that I grabbed it, and my wife and I have been listening to it, and it's so cool. They use a lot of percussion in it in a really interesting way because there's lots of flexibility. The music isn't all written down, so they do all this really cool stuff with it. I can't stop listening to it. I just love Monteverdi. So it's a new way of thinking about very old music.
My name is Trevor Harris. You're listening to 91.3 FM, KBIA. My guest this week on the program is Adam Slowinski. He's a member of So Percussion. So Percussion will be bringing their chamber ensemble to the Missouri Theater here in Columbia this upcoming Sunday. I asked Adam, for those who are unfamiliar with So Percussion or haven't seen one of their shows, what a newcomer might expect.
I always like saying expect the unexpected, but I say that in the kind of way of we really like for people to be surprised and delighted by the kind of things that we do, which sometimes are things that people might not have thought of before. For instance, you know, a way to make music on certain objects that you might think of as ordinary objects, like flower pots, tuned flower pots or teacups. We cut these planks of wood to different sizes, and we have this whole movement of this piece that we do with that. So it's a lot of what we do is find ordinary objects and find unusual and exciting ways to use them in our music and in the pieces that are written for us. Most of the music that we're interested in, I would say, also tends to be driven by rhythm and driven by a certain physical sense of joy of playing exciting music. I would say it's not as austere as a lot of experimental music from the 20th century was. It's a little bit more sort of rhythmically oriented and hard driving.
I'm looking at the bio here, and one of the things that made me smile was the rundown of what you all like. And maybe this is dated, but it said, among other things, the band's interest is making music with interesting people, traveling, playing poker, right, politics, Will Ferrell movies, Chili's, Grumpy's Coffee, a local, parentheses, wherever we are on tour, I like that,
right,
and AM radio stations.
Right.
Why AM radio stations?
Well, because, you know, at nighttime, when you can catch all of these different, still happens, you catch all of these different signals from all over the place. I mean, before the internet, that used to be the way that you kind of caught something unexpectedly from another city, something that you weren't used to normally listening to. I guess now that's more distributed and whatever, but there's still something kind of fun about it. And I don't know, you tend to really get some of the crazier stuff, I have to say, on nighttime AM. So sometimes when we're driving, we just tune into something. Maybe it's something about politics or maybe not, you know, and we just sort of see what people have to say about the things that they have their show about. And I have to say, things like Chili's and stuff like that, well, I mean, you know, we're basically a bunch of friends who have just been running around together for more than 10 years now doing this. So you start to have little kind of fun rituals and inside jokes and things like that. So that's what a lot of that's about.
For folks who are less familiar with your repertoire and what you like to do in a show, what can folks expect at a So Percussion show?
I always like saying expect the unexpected, but I say that in the kind of way of we really like for people to be surprised and delighted by the kind of things that we do, which sometimes are things that people might not have thought of before. For instance, you know, a way to make music on certain objects that you might think of as ordinary objects, like flower pots, tuned flower pots or teacups. We cut these planks of wood to different sizes, and we have this whole movement of this piece that we do with that. So it's a lot of what we do is find ordinary objects and find unusual and exciting ways to use them in our music and in the pieces that are written for us. Most of the music that we're interested in, I would say, also tends to be driven by rhythm and driven by a certain physical sense of joy of playing exciting music. I would say it's not as austere as a lot of experimental music from the 20th century was. It's a little bit more sort of rhythmically oriented and hard driving. I would say a lot of times people come to our shows and a lot of times they don't know what they're getting into. Sometimes people may have seen something like Stomp or Blue Man Group or something like that. I will say that we have elements of that stuff in what we do, but there's definitely this, you know, this classical focus and a classical attention to detail in what we're doing. So you'll have rhythm, you'll have very visceral, some loud stuff, some really exciting stuff, but you will have, you know, what you have at a really great symphony concert or something, which is these really, really magnificent pieces that we're so excited to share with people. And I would say most of the program is instruments that we just made up, that were invented for the pieces that we're playing. And that's one of our favorite things to do. So it can be really fun to show people, you know, how we took these objects and these sounds and made them into new pieces of music.
Okay, so we'll officially stop saying on the air, if you liked Blue Man Group, you'll love So Percussion.
Well, look, I'm whatever kidding. Gets people to the show is usually my attitude.
I'm kidding. Nobody said that.
Okay.
But if you could please just paint your heads blue, people would like it so much more.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, we're like slightly different heights. I'm not sure it would work, but actually, we had a set of instruments made for us that I believe we're playing on this show by a man named Aaron Sanchez, who used to work for the Blue Man Group, and that was where he learned all his great instrument making skills, because they invent all of these weird, crazy instruments for the Blue Man shows. So we do have a connection to that. We definitely do.
That's Adam Slowinski. He's a member of So Percussion, the chamber music ensemble. Will be part of the University Concert Series appearing this Sunday at the Missouri Theater in Columbia. Here is a recording of So Percussion, performing a selection from David Lang's The So-Called Laws of Nature, Part 2. You'll hear that music this Sunday when you venture forth to see So Percussion at the Missouri Theater. You're listening to Thinking Out Loud on 91.3 FM, KBIA. That was a selection from David Lang's The So-Called Laws of Nature Part 2. So Percussion will perform that work in its entirety this Sunday at the Missouri Theater here in Columbia as part of the University Concert Series. I've been talking with Adam Slawinski. Adam is a player in So Percussion. So Percussion will be in Columbia Sunday, February 9th at the Missouri Theater. Adam, thanks for taking the time to visit.
Trevor, it's my pleasure. Thank you.